702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
Time for our Friday evening Money Show Explainer. And my LinkedIn feed today exploded in the same sort of way as sparking a civil war on Twitter. Twitter's usually a place of street fights. Today, I did something that took a street fight to LinkedIn, and I apologize. The usual genteel and polite mutual assistance and support network of LinkedIn turned into an astonishing place today. I posted an image of an advert which Checkers placed this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald. They placed a similar ad in a UK newspaper. It compared the price you pay for certain grocery items in South Africa versus what you pay in either Australia and the UK. Okay, and naturally, Checkers chose items that would show the biggest price disparity, from the washing powder to butter to Moët Chandon champagne. All of these prices considerably lower in South Africa, and was kind of telling people living in Australia and the United Kingdom that the grass is not always all greener on the other side. It's astonishing as to people's responses to this today. Mike Middleton, the Chief Marketing Officer at Checkers, on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. What was your intention, Mike, when you decided that you were going to publish newspaper ads showing the prices of goods in the same way as we used to the pullouts in South African newspapers at the end of every month? You posted similar things in a Sydney newspaper and a London newspaper. What were you hoping to achieve?
Well, I suppose, you know, very, very simply, we wanted to achieve the message that our country is a great place to live and that Checkers makes living here even better. And, you know, right at the moment, there is a lot of doom and gloom in the South African, in our South African markets, and we know that our papers are full of everything that's going wrong here. And but at the same time, there are a lot of really positive, good stories, and our lifestyle here is still very good. So we thought, how better to do this than actually just place ads into markets where there are a lot of South Africans, and drive home the message that South Africa is a great place to live. And, of course, throw in the message that Checkers makes living here even better. So, you know, on the one hand, it's telling South Africans living in those countries that they should, you know, think about all the good that there is about South Africa. It also says to the locals in those countries that they should come and visit South Africa because you can, you know, really have a great holiday. And, of course, it creates massive amplification within our own market because you've seen the response that it got. And it's been a massive discussion point the whole day.
There is the point. Because I'm about to do some work that will launch soon, and it involves some South African brands that have been incredibly strategic and clever in their marketing messages over many years, spending relatively little money generating talkability. Sometimes it's controversial. Yeah. Sometimes it's just provokes a conversation. And what this ad has done today is provoke a conversation. Certainly, I posted it on LinkedIn. As I said, it's usually this genteel place. But people started clapping each other. People got to start getting really cross. And they did raise some real fundamental issues. And the one thing was, can you truly compare prices in South Africa versus prices in the United Kingdom and in Australia, because salary levels are different. Also, wages are different. A lot of people coming in saying, yeah, but wages at Checkers are despicable and appalling, and no wonder they can afford to sell things at a lower price because they're not paying the sort of wages elsewhere. I wonder if that wasn't a bit of an own goal from your perspective on that one.
Yeah, look, I mean, we wanted to spark the debate. We wanted to spark the discussion, and which is exactly what the ad did in the local market. And at the same time, it did drive home the fact that that these things are infinitely more affordable. So even if they do earn more money in those markets, we know the cost of living there is a lot higher than it is in South Africa. But, you know, at the end of the day, we make sure, as a brand, that when it comes to your daily groceries or even your premium foods and premium categories, that we're doing our best to bring those prices down and make them affordable and offer South Africans good value at the end of the day. So, you know, and that was, you know, really as simple as the message was, that the, you know, as simple as the message was that we were trying to say. Mm. You know, at the end of the day, in those markets as well, customers are very cash-strapped as well. You know, the grass isn't greener on the other side, and consumers want their money to go further wherever they are. So, you know, they might be in foreign markets, but within the South African markets, we do whatever we possibly can to bring prices down as much as possible to ensure that South Africans can feel like they're living as good a life as they can, even though sometimes our situations are a bit dire.
And so here's the thing. I mean, you're really challenging the life choices of the South African diaspora globally and saying, you've chosen mm-hmm. this and that's fine. That's what you're entitled to do. But mm-hmm. don't forget, back home, things are, in some cases, a lot better than you're experiencing at the moment. What was the purpose of the little block? Because a lot of people got quite confused saying, oh, no, this is very clearly a message of poverty. And you're asking people overseas to send people groceries via Checkers 6060. Because there's a cheeky little block that says, oh, and if you want to buy groceries, scan the barcode here, the QR code here, and you can then dispatch groceries to your family very cheaply back home. There's like, that was fun, I thought. But people got excited about that too.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just very simple. It's tapping into customer behavior that already exists. So a lot of South Africans living abroad do use 6060 to send groceries and gifts and all sorts of items to their families, their loved ones, and their friends in South Africa. So, you know, it is an established pattern that already exists. So we were just reminding them that if they do want to send some groceries or any goods of gifts or anything like that to their loved ones, their families, their friends in South Africa, just remember 6060 is there and we can do it within 60 minutes. So that was just a little add-on to the campaign, just, you know, as a reminder that we do have this amazing program called 6060 and that you can reconnect with your loved ones very, very quickly within 60 minutes by using 6060.
The best part of today, your ad was lovely and I've enjoyed it all day, but the best part of today was Woolworth's reaction to your ad, and they capitalized on this thing immediately. They came from left field with black and white, as you would expect them to do, those are their colors, mm-hmm. and they reacted with a Chuckles advert saying, we know what South Africans really miss. And I just thought that was a really smart sort of capitalizing on all the hard work that you done, and they just went, nah, we got one up on you. That was fun, I thought.
No, it was it was fun, and you know, there's always a bit of banter between us and Woolworths, you know, which is quite fun because it keeps the engagement and the discussion going. So whether they are the ones that the expat really miss, that's debatable. But hey, we can always have fun and debate that one as well.
So look, I mean, again, it's had overwhelmingly, I think, a positive response. I look at News 24's most read stories today, and it's top of the pops there. Certainly what you've done, if the purpose was to spark a discussion about the imperfections of South Africa, some of the upsides of South Africa, some of the downsides of making life choices that don't involve the future in South Africa, you certainly sparked a conversation that's going to run for days. And if that was the goal, then you succeeded.
And that was exactly the goal that we were trying to achieve, you know. And you know, especially at the moment where there's so much doom and gloom out there and everybody's looking, there's a lot of negative commentary about South Africa at the moment and life in South Africa. And we just thought, you know what, sometimes you just need to show that there are some green shoots and there's some light at the end of the tunnel and that it's actually not all so bad. You know, we still, you know, there's still a lot that's great about the country. And we just felt, let's, you know, just, you know, put a smile on people's faces and just tell a positive story, and which is sort of going against the grain of a lot of the negativity that's out there. And it sparked a great debate and a great discussion. And I think put a smile on most people's faces.
Mike, thank you very much. Mike Middleton, the Chief Marketing Officer of the ShopRite Group. He is in charge also of the marketing at Checkers. Did you like it? Did it irritate you? Did it agitate you? Did it get up your nose? I found it incredibly charming.